Good morning, church. You know, I tell you most every week, it's good to see you and it's good to be here. So I'm going to do a little bit differently this morning. I'm excited to sing this morning. How about you? This week, we're going to praise God. We got an excellent lineup of songs. We're going to give the devil a headache, but that's not our purpose. Our purpose is to praise God, to worship him in spirit and in truth. So let's stand. Let's open up in prayer. Father, as we press in now once again to your throne room, and Father, we come to you in spirit and in truth. We lay aside every weight which has so easily beset us, and we focus and we home in on you now. Father, we ask that you would just give us an awesome time of being able to close our eyes, to look at the words, to feel them, and just to be in your presence as we are going to be someday. We pass through to the other side. But for right now, Father God, we just ask that you would just give us a similar experience. In Jesus' name, amen.
Jesus has a table spread where the saints of God are fed. He invites his chosen people, come and dine. With this manna he does feed and supplies our every need. Oh, tis sweet to sup with Jesus all the time. Come and dine, the Master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude turned the water into wine. To the hungry calleth now, come and dine. The disciples come to land, thus obeying Christ's command, for the Master called to them, oh, come and dine. There they found their heart's desire, bread and fish upon the fire, thus he satisfies the hungry every time. Come and dine, the Master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude turned the water into wine. To the hungry calleth now, come and dine. Soon the Lamb will take his bride to be ever at his side. All the host of heaven will assemble thee. Oh, to be a glorious sight, all the saints in spotless white. And with Jesus they will feast eternally. Come and dine, the Master calleth, come and dine. You make feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude turned the water into wine. To the hungry calleth now, come and dine. Come and dine, the Master calleth, come and dine. You make feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude turned the water into wine. To the hungry calleth now, come and dine.
Amen.
My heart is running over with the joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord. My heart is running over with the joy of the Lord. I cannot keep from shouting hallelujah. My heart is running over with the joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord. My heart is running over with the joy of the Lord. I cannot keep from shouting hallelujah. My heart is running over with the joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord. My heart is running over with the joy of the Lord. I cannot keep from shouting hallelujah. My heart is running over with the joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord. My heart is running over with the joy of the Lord. I cannot keep from shouting hallelujah. I cannot keep from shouting hallelujah. I cannot keep from shouting hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Shadows bow. It's setting me free this very hour. It's down in my soul. It's making me whole. It's setting me free, free, free. This Holy Ghost power. It's setting me free. This Holy Ghost power. It's setting me free. This very hour. It's down in my soul. It's making me whole. It's setting me free, free, free. This Holy Ghost power. It's setting me free. This Holy Ghost power. It's setting me free. This very hour. It's down in my soul. It's making me whole. It's setting me free, free, free. This Holy Ghost power. It's setting me free. This Holy Ghost power. It's setting me free. This very hour. It's down in my soul. It's making me whole. It's setting me free, free, free. This Holy Ghost power. It's setting me free. This Holy Ghost power, it's setting me free. This very hour, it's down in my soul. It's making me whole. It's setting me free, free, free. This Holy Ghost power.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
I am healed by the blood of my Savior. I am healed by the blood of my Lord. I am healed by the blood of my Savior, to live and die no more. I am healed by the blood of my Savior. I am healed by the blood of the Lamb. I am healed, I am healed, I am healed. Yes, I am. I am healed by the blood of my Savior. I am healed by the blood of my Lord. I am healed by the blood of my Savior, to live and die no more. I am healed by the blood of my Savior. I am healed by the blood of the Lamb. I am healed, I am healed, I am healed. Yes, I am. I am healed by the blood of my Savior. I am healed by the blood of my Lord. I am healed by the blood of my Savior, to live and die no more. I am healed by the blood of my Savior. I am healed by the blood of the Lamb. I am healed, I am healed, I am healed. Yes, I am. I am healed by the blood of my Savior. I am healed by the blood of my Lord. I am healed by the blood of my Savior, to live and die no more. I am healed by the blood of my Savior. I am healed by the blood of the Lamb. I am healed, I am healed, I am healed. Yes, I am.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
He'll stand by me, He'll stand by me. I know my Lord will stand by me. When the way grows dark and I cannot see, I know my Lord will stand by me. He'll stand by me, He'll stand by me. I know my Lord will stand by me. When the way grows dark and I cannot see, I know my Lord will stand by me. He'll stand by me, He'll stand by me. I know my Lord will stand by me. When the way grows dark and I cannot see, I know my Lord will stand by me. He'll stand by me, He'll stand by me. I know my Lord will stand by me. When the way grows dark and I cannot see, I know my Lord will stand by me.
Thank you, Lord.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord Most High. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it, and they are saved. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it, and they are saved. Glory to the name of the Lord. Glory to the name of the Lord. Glory to the name of the Lord Most High. Glory to the name of the Lord. Glory to the name of the Lord. Glory to the name of the Lord Most High. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. Righteous run into it, and they are saved. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it, and they are saved. Holy is the name of the Lord. Holy is the name of the Lord. Name of the Lord Most High. Holy is the name of the Lord. Holy is the name of the Lord. Holy is the name of the Lord Most High. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. Righteous run into it, and they are saved. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it, and they are saved. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord Most High. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord Most High.
Amen.
Pure heart, that's what I long for, a heart that follows hard after Thee. A pure heart, that's what I long for, a heart that follows hard after Thee. Your word so that sin will not come in, a heart that's undivided but one you rule and reign, a heart that beats compassion that pleases you my Lord, a sweet aroma of worship that rises to your throne. A pure heart, that's what I long for, a heart that follows hard after Thee. A pure heart, that's what I long for, a heart that follows hard after Thee. A heart that hides Your word so that sin will not come in, a heart that's undivided but one You rule and reign, a heart that beats compassion that pleases You my Lord, a sweet aroma of worship that rises to Your throne. A pure heart, that's what I long for, a heart that follows hard after Thee. A pure heart, that's what I long for, a heart that follows hard after Thee. A heart that hides Your word so that sin will not come in, a heart that's undivided but one You rule and reign, a heart that beats compassion that pleases You my Lord, a sweet aroma of worship that rises to Your throne.
Trust in You. I will trust in You. Let the weak say I am strong in the strength of the Lord. You are my hiding place. You always fill my heart with songs of deliverance. Whenever I am afraid, I will trust in You. I will trust in You. Let the weak say I am.
strong. In the strength of the Lord, I will trust in you. You are my hiding place. You always fill my heart with songs of deliverance. Whenever I am afraid, I will trust in you. I will trust in you. Let the weak say I am strong in the strength of the Lord. You are my hiding place. You always fill my heart with songs of deliverance. Whenever I am afraid, I will trust in you. I will trust in you. Let the weak say I am strong. In the strength of the Lord, I will trust in you.
Find that in Psalm 31.
Thank you, Lord.
Father God, I lift my voice in praise to Thee. Father God, my hands I humbly raise to Thee, for Thy mighty power and love amazes me, as I stand in awe and worship, Father God. Father God, I lift my voice in praise to Thee, Father God. My hands I humbly raise to Thee, for Thy mighty power and love amazes me, as I stand in awe and worship, Father God. Father God, I lift my voice in praise to Thee, Father God. My hands I humbly raise to Thee, for Thy mighty power and love amazes me, as I stand in awe and worship, Father God. Father God, I lift my voice in praise to Thee, Father God. My hands I humbly raise to Thee, for Thy mighty power and love amazes me, as I stand in awe and worship, Father God.
Amen. You know, I was thinking about all the instances we have in the Bible of where people had an encounter with God. And it never shows that they were bored, yawning, or just completely irreverent, you know. They were in awe. They were filled with respect and fear, knowing that here was this higher power, this God of creation, who has the power to end your life just like that. But He loved each one of these individuals enough to come and care and talk to them, to spend time with them, to say, you know what, you're special. I want you to do something for me. That's what that song's about. Father God, Your love, it just amazes me.
He is Lord, He is Lord. He is risen from the dead, and He is Lord. shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. He is Lord, He is Lord. He is risen from the dead and He is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. He is Lord, He is Lord. He is risen from the dead and He is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. He is Lord, He is Lord. He is risen from the dead and He is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. He is Lord, He is Lord. He is risen from the dead and He is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
Amen.
the Holy Spirit was talking to me this morning, in the worship service especially, and this thought has come to my mind, that there are many people afraid of the Lord. And there is a certain kind of fear of the Lord that we need to have, where we are in awe and we fear to sin. But we are not to fear to trust him. And there are many people that are afraid to trust their hearts to the Lord. They think if they give their whole self to the Lord, that they will not have freedom to do what they want to do. They will not have certain things in their life that they're used to having. Actually, they cling to their fears. They cling to their lies. They cling to things that are not even lovely. But they don't know. They're afraid of the unknown, and they don't know how it would be to trust the Lord. And they don't know that God is good, and he has everything good for us. So I just feel like we need to throw caution to the wind and bow before his majesty, giving our whole self to him. This is the only way to go in faith. This is how we worship the Lord. We abandon our fears. We just have to stop being afraid that we'll run out of food or that we'll be a failure if we trust the Lord. We're not going to have any of those problems. Even if we stumble along for a while, he is going to make everything work out for his glory, and we're going to rise up in victory, because there's no other way. There's no other way to victory except to throw everything else aside and just yield. And so I just think the Holy Spirit is exhorting us to climb up another level higher, throw away all those things that would, those besetting sins that would stop us. Because there's sometimes our progress stops and we stay the same, maybe for years and years. And it's because we have a wrong impression of God. We forget that he is love. He is way more loving than we can imagine. And he is good, and he has good things planned for us. So let's not stop our progress, but let's move on in the Lord.
Praise the Lord. We appreciate that word, Carol. Amen. That we take that from the Lord. Before we have Sotiris pray for the offering today, I would like to give a praise offering. Come a little closer here. Now, to those of you that are cyber members, this is Sotiris, and yesterday was his 75th birthday.
Amen.
And about 5 years ago, he had a heart attack, was laid up in a hospital. You had a shunt. What did you have put in?
A stent, yeah.
That's what you got put in.
Yes.
And at that time, the doctors did not know if you're going to make it or not.
That's true.
But you made that.
Amen.
Okay. And this last June, you took ill again. You've been ill for some time.
Yes.
And you were laying
with
in the hospital.
Prostate problem, yes.
And you look pretty pale about in July. And so the doctors did not know for sure what was going to happen. It was a touch and go. At that time, when he was really down, his wife simply said this, that he is going to live. And on his 75th birthday, when most of the church members here came yesterday, he is going to play soccer. Now, this guy is a soccer player from his youth. And we had a game and a half yesterday. And I want you cyber members to know this, that at the age of 75, this guy here, he put on a red sweater and got his shoes on. My other elder, he went, got his soccer shoes and a red sweater on too. He was very serious, scared the daylight out of a number of us. And so these two elders were playing very hard soccer, right?
Yes, it was.
And so I just want to share with you that, you know, when you're sitting there, you says, well, you know, we're getting older and older. It all depends what you think. if you think old, they will bury you at the age of 53, maybe 42. But if you think young, because God gave us 120 years. Now, I had it from your wife that she said, now, I said afterwards, I said, now, when are you going to do this again? When he has his 80th? She said, no, when you're 100. So the next Amen. Time we meet in the park will be 125 years from now.
Amen. Amen.
And I was asking Michael Burns how he's going to do when he's 75. He did not know for sure. But we know what we're going to do, right?
Amen.
So we got a deal? We got a date?
That's right, yes.
25 years from now?
Yes.
We'll play soccer.
Play another soccer game.
All right.
Amen. Amen.
So now you can pray.
Yes. Well, instead of my wife planning a funeral, he decided to plan a soccer game, and that's what she did, I mean. And that made an impression for me. I never thought about it, but the pastor thought that God gave her faith. And I believe she was inspired of God to say, to do that planning. And I praise God for that. I mean, I am grateful. And I enjoy playing soccer. I mean, playing together next to the pastor and to an assistant pastor as well. And it was wonderful. And with Thomas Burns, that he brought me a red shirt for that game. Ah, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. The Bible says, although the outward man perisheth, the inward man is renewed day by day. Hallelujah. And I feel like the strength of a 25-year-old. I want to tell you the truth, I mean. Praise God for that. God is good. And Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you, Lord, that it is, there's nothing to boast about. It is you that given us the strength. You are the one that restores lives. You are the one that restores souls. And I want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for what you have been doing. And Lord, what you've done in me, you've done it in many others. And you're gonna do it on Reggie Sin. You're gonna raise him up. Oh Lord, you're gonna amaze and overwhelm the medical profession of what the Lord our God can do. And we praise you. You are the God that healed us. You are the great physician. You the God that never fails. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. If we only trust in you, like Carol said, that's all we need to do. You said, fear not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. And I praise your holy name, King of kings and Lord of lords. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise your holy name. Thank you, Father, that you love so much the world that you gave your only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him will not perish but have everlasting life. Greater love hath no man than this, that the man laid down his life for his friends. Oh, praise his holy name. He came to seek and save that which was lost. He is the restorer of our souls. Oh, he is a king. He is a Lord and Master. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Oh, he is the master organizer. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for victory today. Thank you for reviving us again, Lord, we pray, in the name of Jesus. Help us to move in the supernatural, to move in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah, to trust in you with all our heart and lean not on our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge you and you shall direct our path. And we thank you today for mighty victory. Praise the name of Jesus. Bless the name of Jesus. Lift up the name of Jesus, for Jesus lifted us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise be to God for his unspeakable gift. Oh, we love you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, we ask you today. You are the God that healeth us. You are Oh, the great physician, but your Lord, you are Jehovah Shalom, you are peace. You are also Jehovah Jireh, our provider. And we ask you today in the name of Jesus, we pray, O Lord, that you provide for the needs of this church. And Lord, you are able to provide exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Oh, you are the God that, oh Lord, you said, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believes. And we believe, oh Lord, and we receive. Oh, that the finances of this church will be blessed. And you gonna bless every giver in this church, and we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for meeting every need here. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Heavenly Father. You told us in your word, bring your tithes into the storehouse, that it will be meet in my house. And prove me here with, said the Lord of hosts, if I do not open you the windows of heaven and pour out such a blessing that it may not be enough room to receive it. And Lord, we know you mean what you say. Hallelujah. And we thank you for being our provider, for being our inspiration, for being our motivation, for being our God, and in you will we trust. Hallelujah. We ask you, Lord, to anoint the pastor. He will bring the message to us. Thank you for giving him, O Lord, the freedom to preach. And let the word come out with power. Let the anointing transfer to him, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. Anoint everyone that gives a testimony. Anoint Thomas as he gives the invitation. And we praise you and thank you for a day of victory today, a day of excitement, a day of celebration. Hallelujah, a day of rejoicing in the Lord. And Lord, we give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. And pray this prayer in Jesus' precious name and mighty name. Hallelujah. And all God's children said, amen and amen. Hallelujah.
We can have a prayer time. And we got a few things here to pray for today. And the first one is from Alice in Mill Valley, California. She's doing much better with her eyes. She's asking prayer that her eyes would continue to improve, that the Christian 1600 words children's book will be picked up by a publisher. She's one of our cyber members, and she is fasting every week with a ministry from 2 p.m. Saturday to 2 p.m. Sunday for the breakthrough of the ministry and also for her personal life. Jan from Sweden, this is a man, needs a prayer. I talked to him today. He's been afflicted very hard for the last week. And he's not been able to secure a job since he came back from Sacramento on his deliverance. Spiritually, he's doing good, but he's being buffeted by the devil with no jobs. We learned when Jan was here that he's a very skilled worker who will work hard and do excellent work. Jan is willing to move to any place in Sweden to get a job, so we're going to pray for him that he gets that job. Eric from Canada is currently in Sweden and will be in court October 18th and 19th this coming week. His wife abandoned him a year ago and moved to Sweden, where she's living with another man. The divorce was granted by the Swedish court system last year, and now it will be decided about custody of the three children and the settlement of financial matters. His ex-wife has hired attorneys and is seeking to get as much money as possible and to get sole custody of the children. She is not saved and wants nothing to do with God, and is exposing the three young girls to a very immoral lifestyle. Let's pray that God would intervene for the sake of these three young girls. There are three people preparing for deliverance through our ministry: Martin from Switzerland, and Brad and Debbie from Arizona. Please pray that these three people who love the Lord should be able to have the finances to travel to Sacramento, and they should be able to complete the paperwork necessary for deliverance. God is closing all doors for Tim in Colorado to be able to stay where he's living. He has been contacting a large number of businesses to apply for jobs, has had many interviews, but he's been turned down on every one. He has two options, moving back to the East Coast to save a family, get a job there, or move to Sacramento and help out in the ministry. He has put up his furniture for sale on Craigslist, and he wants prayer that it will sell. His brother sent him $300 to help him move, but he had to use that money to repair his car, because without a car he cannot move. Let us pray that God shall move greatly and help Tim to move to California. This is what he feels God is leading him. We certainly could use a man of this caliber in our ministry, which would make it possible for us to increase our presence on the internet. The price of oil went up this week to 86.80 a barrel. This is an increase of $3.82 per barrel from last week. There was no known reason for this increase. The dollar did not lose any value. There were no conflicts in the world that the oil supply is being threatened. On the contrary, oil from Libya has started to be exported again. Speculation drove up the price. Pump prices in the U.S. are kept higher than the cost of oil. Current pump prices are based upon oil being sold in the upper $90 bracket, which shows that the oil companies are determined to suck out as much profit as possible. More prayer is our answer to this problem. Reggie Shin is currently at Mercy San Juan Hospital in Citrus Heights, very close to the church here. His original problem was a heart condition, and while in the hospital, he caught a severe blood infection. The medication to kill off this infection caused his kidneys to fail, and he was forced to have dialysis 3 times a week. Due to bad care at the rehabilitation center, he encountered a second infection in conjunction with them accessing his veins in order to do the dialysis. He is alert, his mind is sharp, but the hospital and rehab stay has weakened him severely. Let us pray hard for him that his 91 years old body shall be able to fight this off, and that God would raise him up again. So prayer warriors, come on up.
Father God, thank you for this day, Lord, and for many wonderful blessings, Lord. Like was mentioned earlier, we don't have any persecution. Nothing to can be compared to what other people have gone through in times past, Lord. So we thank you for a great life. And Lord, we want to lift up Reggie Shin to you. We're not giving in. We're not giving up. And we're not giving out. Amen. So we thank you, Father God, that you're going to raise him up, that he's going to be back here giving his testimony. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, that his body would be rejuvenated and he would be up and at him very soon, Lord. And we come against all infections and all ailments that are attacking him. We thank you that the kidneys will be restored to working order, and he will live the rest of his life out on the earth totally healthy. So we thank you for that. He will be granted many more years on the earth. So we thank you for that, Lord. We're believing for that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, I know you are a God that controls everything. There is nothing hidden from your eyes. And I thank you, my Heavenly Father, that you will touch Eric where he is right now in Sweden. I thank you that you be there in the courtroom. And I thank you, my Heavenly Father, through thine Holy Spirit, that you will move in a mighty way in that courtroom. And that it will be a success for Eric. And I pray for his wife, that she will be saved. And the person she is with right now, that she also, he will be saved also. I thank you, my Heavenly Father. You know the situation completely, every detail. And I give it all to you, God. But I know that you can move mountain. And so here we are, praising you, that you will bring it to victory. What seems such a difficult situation, you will turn it in for good. Praise God, in Jesus' name, amen.
And I want to pray for these people for so that they can prepare themselves for deliverance. And that would be Martin from Switzerland. And he is, I understand, a teacher and has a hard time getting time off except when there is holidays or other times when he is off and not working. So I pray, Jesus, that you will find the perfect time for him to get here, and also that you will prepare finances for him so that he will have all that he needs to be able to come over here and go through deliverance. And I also pray for Brad and Debbie from Arizona, the same thing for them, that you will prepare them in the meantime so that they can think about what they need to write down, and that you also will provide for all of their finances that they will need once they are here to go through deliverance. And I pray, Jesus, that you will set them gloriously free. Because I know myself that my deliverance is worth a lot. And so I pray that it will mean the world for them to be set free, and that they will guard their deliverance in Jesus' name.
Morning, everyone. My prayer is for Alice in Mill Valley, California. So not too far from here. And Alice, first I want to thank you for your dedication to fast and pray. As you well know, the Bible tells us there are some evil spirits that require prayer and fasting to be able to come out. So your dedication is appreciated, and may God bless you for that as well. Lord, I pray for her eyes. I don't know what the situation is. I also want to say this. When you listen to Pastor, you have lots of stories how God uses a person here or a person there to bring about the miracle. It's not always an instant miracle. Sometimes you're led to a person who has knowledge that you need. So I will say to you this, not far from where you live, there's been a major breakthrough in eyes, a major breakthrough. So if you contact the ministry, if you're interested in hearing about that, we can let you know about that. In the meantime, I pray also for your children's book, that they would be picked up by a publisher, or that God will bring to you people who are familiar with self-publishing or the Amazon program for getting your book into the marketplace. So in Jesus' name, I thank you for your dedication. We pray for the answer to all of your prayers. And again, we thank you and praise you for your dedication in prayer and fasting for the church. Because certainly, if you've just heard the sermon by Pastor John, we have a continuous effort in the heaven, in the evil presence, to put down the church. And so any time of prayer and fasting is appreciated and needed desperately, and so forth. Now, I'd also like to pray for Jason. Yes. When I look over and see the empty place over here, I couldn't even think of the name of it.
Keyboard.
Yeah, I always think of him as a piano. So we pray for you, Jason. And remind you that the most vigorous effort put forth against Satan is in the area of music. And it's always been, I learned this primarily from Pastor John 15, 17 years ago, that the most dangerous place for a dedicated Christian like you is in the music department or the front row of the church. So I pray for you, Jason, and we break every spirit that comes from the past, familiar spirits or family spirits. We break the power of that spirit over you because you are a dedicated, wonderful young man. And all I can do, I look up here and all I can do is see that when you and I are together, it takes about 2 seconds to hit the music. And I've never had that before in my life. So God bless you, Jason. Get well.
Father God, we just come to you and we just lift our hearts to you, Lord God. And we have these issues with the oil prices and gas prices in America. The oil prices overseas, the barrel prices dropping down, but here at the gas pumps in America, they're staying high. So we come against that right now in the name of Jesus. God, we ask you to intervene on our behalf, to change people's hearts and minds about how they want to keep these prices up at the pump. And Father God, we come against that. We come against their pricing system. We come against the high prices of oil. We come against all the demonic works that the devil and his demons are throwing at Americans and throughout the world on these prices of oil. And there's no reason for them to be that high. Lord God, and I pray and ask you to please intervene and cause these prices to drop and to show people in America that you are in charge, God, and that you're the one that deals with all the issues of life. And without you, nothing can be done. Amen. And that's the way it is. In Jesus' name, amen.
Heavenly Father, I ask you to help me to pray for this man, Dan. Only you have the answers. Only you, Lord, have the solutions. And we command right now every spirit of hopelessness, all spirits of despair, all spirits of giving up. We command you right now in the name of Jesus that you lose Dan in some kind in death row. Lose that man and get out of this man's life. And command you to be bound, chained into prison by God's holy angels. We pray, Heavenly Father, that you pour your spirit upon him. Oh Lord, we ask you to anoint him. Let the power of God fall upon him in such a mighty way, O Lord, that you bring conviction in his heart and start to pray. And give him the desire to pray. Give him the desire to evangelize. Amen. Give him the desire, O Lord, to love life. And to turn to you because you are his only hope. You are the only hope for them. And we pray, O Lord, that you touch him in such a mighty way. O Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus. Let the whole outlook change. Let him turn to you. Let him know that you are his only source, the only hope that he has. Even if he dies, he knows where he's headed to. Amen. And we pray, Heavenly Father, let him use this time appropriately. Let him use his time to pray and to seek the Lord with all his heart and evangelize and help people around him. Oh, thank you, Father, for giving him joy unspeakable and full of glory. And let him, O Lord, turn to you all the way, we pray, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. God loves him, and let him realize that. And we give you, Lord, all the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray and command also any self-condemnation to loose him. Get out all self-condemnation in the name of Jesus. Loose that man and be bound, chained, into prison by God's holy angels in the name of Jesus.
And Father God, we lift up Jan from Sweden to you, and we pray for him. And if he's not finding a job and he's praying, the delays to the answer of his prayers is building his faith. I've just learned that, and that's beautiful. Let it build your faith, Jan. And Father, when he came back from Sacramento, he was not able to get a job because he's being buffeted by the devil. And we learned that he's a very skilled worker. And if he's willing to move to any place in Sweden to get a job, would he be willing to come to America, to Sacramento, and work here? We don't know what your will is, but we pray that if he can't get a job in Sweden, you're going to send him here. You got a plan for his life. And we thank you and praise you for sending him for that deliverance, Father God. And we pray hard for him to be strong in faith. Let his faith grow as the answer to his prayers are being delayed. In the name of Jesus, we give you honor and glory, Father God, for your supernatural ways with us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father God, we lift up Tim to you in Colorado. As Lord, as you know, he's been trying to apply for work and get work there, and all doors have been closed. So he feels strongly that he's to come here, Lord God, and be part of this ministry. And apparently, his family is trying to help him too. And that was encouraging until he needed the money they gave him to get his car repaired. But without a car, he can't come here either. So, Father, we ask you to keep him steady, keep him trusting you, keep him trying every way and to get the work that he needs. But, Father, direct his way and give him the courage to step out if that's what you want him to do. If you want him here, you will get him here. As only I know from closed and open doors, I know how you direct, Lord God. And there's no mistake about it. You know absolutely in your heart whether the circumstances are there, excuse me, or not. You know in your heart that you have decided where a person should be. And you will open the doors as soon as they start moving in the right direction. And you will provide. But Father, sometimes we have to step out in faith, and then you have something waiting for us at the other end. So Lord, give him the faith and the trust and the peace about it when he's going in the right direction and the way you want him to go. And help him, Lord, and we come against Satan, always attacking, always trying to cause confusion, always trying to mess up God's plans. In the name of Jesus, you leave him alone. You get out of his life. You don't mess with that man. In Jesus' name, amen.
Heavenly Father, we lift up Gert Timmerman to you right now. And Lord, I want to thank you, Father God, that you helped that man to get through a grueling couple of weeks of special work that he had to finish a project, Lord. And Father God, I pray right now that you will supernaturally remove the tension in his body that is causing that headache, the stress, the anxiety, hanging on to that job, not losing the job. Father God, just minister to him right now and let him know in his heart and in his spirit, man, that you are in control of his life and that you will never leave nor forsake him. And that you would take care of him and his family. And we thank you, Father, as that stress level is healed, his headache will go. And Father God, we want to lift up our own ministry. You know, Father God, our coffers are bare. And Lord, we are teetering, Father God, on all kind of difficulties. And I thank you, Father God, for moving upon cyber members all over. That they will bring, they will simply say, we're going to help out. We're going to send some money today because we need the money today. And I thank you, Lord, for moving your people. Bless them so they have something to give. And we praise you and we thank you right now for all things, Lord. And we thank you for every prayer that's been spoken here. They're on the altar. The smoke is going up. And in due time, they shall be answered. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You may be seated.
Okay, we're going to take a couple minutes for testimonies, if anybody has one. Irene?
Good morning. I didn't bring my Bible today because I couldn't find the exact scripture, but I know I have it in my heart, so I will quote it. All this teaching that we have been hearing lately just kind of pierced my heart pretty deeply. And the way that the Lord speaks to me usually is through scriptures. And the one that came to me first was the one when Jesus was talking to Philip, and he said, "Philip, I have been with you so long, and you still do not know me?" Asking him that question. And we know in the Word of God, in the epistles, and also in the Gospels, there is an emphasis on knowing the Lord. And even Paul, who wrote most of the epistles, he said that he cried that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering. And I was wondering about that suffering, and of course, the way I see it, maybe because I want to see it that way, is the identification to know what his suffering accomplished for us and be with him also in that power of the resurrection that he did through his life in us, because as we die, he died for us, and our death is identified with him, so also the life that we have now in him by the resurrection of the Lord. So that is my cry, that I may know him, because how can we trust if we don't know someone? I mean, you can trust him because you know about him and you want to trust him. But it's hard to trust just because somebody say trust, he's a good person, or he is trustworthy. Is when you know someone, you know him, you can trust him, and you can know the power of his resurrection and the reality. And there's another scripture that's coming to me. I think it was in John that Jesus said that you may know God and him that he sent. And this is life eternal. This is life eternal, to know God and the one he sent, Jesus Christ. So there is something about the eternity, knowing the eternity that we have, to know him in that way and then trust him in any situation that we may be facing. And it's not something that we can work out by ourselves. I guess it's the Holy Spirit who hear and reveal to us all that he is and what he taught us. So that's my prayer and my testimony, to know him. Amen. Amen.
Amen. That was rock solid. Okay. Any other testimonies? Okay, we're going to close then. Father God, thank you for this day. Thank you for the word that was spoken here today. Thank you for the testimonies. We ask your blessing upon this day, Lord. We thank you also for blessing us as we go out this week, that you would lead us, guide us. We thank you, Father, that there is a revenue stream, and it is coming this way, and we can count on it. We have no anxiety over it. We know that you will take care of your own. So we praise your name for that. And we thank you for that, Lord. So we thank you, Father, that all needs will be met. And we just give you praise for that in Jesus' name. Amen.